it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Continuing on with iRoyal Prop Bets. Week number two. Underdog Moneyline Parlay coming up in moments, and Sam's Survivor Picks coming up in moments as well. We move to New Orleans and San Francisco, where I thought Spencer Rattler was not terrible last week. It wasn't great. It was not terrible. Rashid Shaheed, one of New Orleans' starting wide receivers, along with Chris Olave, had 9 targets and for 33 yards. And he's a speedster, and they get him the ball down the field. I like this Rashid Shaheed number a lot. Rashid Shaheed over 39.5 receiving yards. One anytime touchdown. The Saints rotate three running backs. They all play. Let's bet the guy at the longest odds. That is Lorenzo's brother, Devin Neal. Cardinals and the Panthers. Last week with Arizona, we gave you Marvin Harrison Jr. over. He basically went over in the first quarter. I don't love the matchup for Marv today, going up against Carolina corner J.C. Horn. So let's go to the next best option, and that is Trey, father of McBride. Trey McBride over 62.5 receiving yards. Absolutely love that today for the Arizona Cardinals. Anytime touchdowns, let's take a look at Trey Benson, who very quietly, I thought, looked better than James Conner last week running the football. Trey Benson, anytime touchdown for Arizona. Broncos and the Colts. Indianapolis top corner Treverius Ward is out with a concussion, and he's big and physical, which means Cortland Sutton's matchup got a hell of a lot easier with Treverius Ward out. You could take a look at Troy Franklin or Marvin Mims. I don't trust Sean Payton's wide receiver usage outside of Sutton being the one. Cortland Sutton over receiving yards for the Denver Broncos. We'll have to wait to see Denver's actives and inactives, who the number 3 running back's going to be, either Tyler Bidet. Mine's out of the gutter, people. Or Jaleel McLaughlin. Last week, McLaughlin wasn't active. If one is active and the other isn't, and that's going to be the case, they'll have 3 running backs along with Harvey and Dobbins. I would play whoever's active of these two. Bidet saw work last week. McLaughlin will see work if he plays. So whichever Broncos' third running back is active. And for Indy, I think A.D. Mitchell is so good, last year's second-round pick. It's just a matter of time before he has a big game. And maybe it won't happen against Denver, but I'll take a shot at a big number for him to score a touchdown in today's game. Eagles and Chiefs, I mentioned it earlier, no Dallas Goedert, which means it's always more targets for Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. I'll go to Devontae Smith over 62.5 receiving yards. And without Dallas Goedert, the Eagles will have 2 tight ends that they use, Grant Calcaterra and Kylan Granson, the former Colt. Granson's at a longer number, so let's put beer money on Kylan Granson anytime touchdown. Last game, Vikings and the Falcons in Minnesota. Darnell Mooney, 38.5, I feel like is a ridiculous number for him. Darnell Mooney over 38.5 receiving yards. And for Minnesota, we saw Josh Oliver get a bunch of snaps and targets in addition to TJ Hockenson and the Minnesota tight end group. Josh Oliver, anytime touchdown for the Minnesota Vikings. And those are thy Royal Prop Bets for week 2 in the National Football League. Underdog Moneyline Parlay in moments, Survivor in moments. Sammy, anything happening on the old big board right now?
They keep betting the Pittsburgh Steelers. I said they're trying to write Seattle bets. They're still trying. When we first brought this game up in the last hour, Seattle was 3.5 at a lot of places. Nick, the 4s are popping right now.
Wow.
Multiple 4s in the market. Our friends at Circa, Pinnacle is 4. BetMGM still holding steady, 3.5 flat, -110 each way. But they are just desperate to write a Seattle bet, especially those books that are moving to 4. This was sub-3 early in the week. It hung at 3 Thursday, Friday. Now we're 3.5 and 4. They need Seattle money badly, those books.
Would you be interested in a 4 with Seattle if it hits at BetMGM?
Yes, I would.
Right? That I love the Steelers, and that's, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something with this game. And my apologies if you said this. I was thinking about the side. Is the total moving as well, or is that holding steady like 40 and a half?
Still 40 and a half. A couple 40s in Vegas.
Wow, because the Steelers defense stunk last week. And that, I think that's a very interesting betting market. Anything with the Bills and the Jets, Sam? I think you had mentioned off air maybe that Buffalo was starting to draw some interest.
Yeah, when you get too low on a power-rated team that's very high like Buffalo. I mean, Buffalo is one of the top teams in power ratings. It's Baltimore, Buffalo, depending on who you ask, right at the top. Eventually, there's a buy point on a team like that because this number was 7.5 a week ago. And now we start crawling down, we get to that 5 range, there's a push on that team. So they laid 5, and they're laying 5.5 back. BetMGM has 6 right now on Buffalo. So this probably closes right around there, right around 6. I think, you know, we got 34 minutes until kick. We probably see a lot of those 5.5s go back to 6 because there always appears to be that buy point on the undervalued favorite. A lot of bets, a lot of money on the Jets all week long, but that Buffalo money is coming in today.
All right. Anything else on the board, obviously, let us know. But I'm fascinated to find out. And I was thinking about you last week because I know you had the Niners. And you had Denver and San Francisco, right, were your survivor plays last week?
I thought we were going to lose both.
I was thinking about you during as those games were playing out. And when Tonjes caught that pass for San Fran, I had Seattle. I was pretty upset. I saw on your Twitter, it sucked. Listen, the good of that, though, is that your survivor entry stayed alive. And you tweeted, Niners survivor. And I was like, Sammy's loving his life right now. So survived, you did in week one. We survived as well with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we took Dallas this week against the Giants as our survivor entry. Who does Sam Panayotovic have in your 3 different survivor entries this week?
It's complex because I have a part of 3 different entries. We did not do double Denver this week. No doubles. No doubles at all because of what happened last week. So in one entry, the guys wanted to go Buffalo. No issue with that. None at all. The second one, Pittsburgh. But as we just talked about, I like Seattle +4 if I could get it. Pittsburgh just needs to win. 21-20 could win both potentially if Pittsburgh does win the game outright. And then I guess we switched. I didn't know that we had this as our third leg, which shows you how much power I have in one of these leagues, because it is 3 different leagues or 3 different entries. We got there on Miami, which I have no issue with. None. I think the Patriots stink this year. So our 3 are Pittsburgh, Buffalo, and Miami. What could go wrong?
What was the, because you mentioned you were surprised about Miami, what was the entry that you thought you had there instead of the Dolphins?
I thought they were going to go Detroit. That group wanted to do Detroit, but they want to save Detroit maybe for Thanksgiving. A lot of these leagues, you have to do the Thanksgiving week and then the Christmas games and all that. So we are apparently saving Detroit, which I have no issue with either. I was talking about this on our show this week with Joe. We have friends that are in a 6-person survivor league. And what I mean by that, it's a 6-person entry. So these 6 people have to get into a room every week and come out with 1 pick. Can you imagine the stress
levels?
Yeah,
we have a hard enough time before we do. Run? Yeah, right. Crazy, especially to win big money.
They're going to want to strangle each other by week 9 if they get there. 6 people, 1 pick. Good luck.
What's the joke to be made there? What's if you could have only had 1, what would it have been? Like 1 entry, who would you pick?
I probably would have gone Buffalo.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Love it. You better you bet on this Sunday. Sammy, construct an underdog money line parlay for the listeners and viewers.
It's already done. I think you're talking me into adding a third, which is not really a hot take, taking this team. But I went the Colts to win, and I hate how much I love the Raiders.
Oh, you do? Night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, because, you know, the Chargers beat the Chiefs, so now the Chargers are better than the Chiefs, and they're being priced right. Like the Chiefs. And I'm just willing to fool around and find out. So Raiders to win, Colts to win is plus 422. At BetMGM, Raiders, Colts. And if I check that Chief box at even money, plus 100, that 422 becomes 945. I might do them both.
Can you, I'd love for you to talk about it because it's a Monday Night Football doubleheader tomorrow. So Chargers, Raiders is the late game. I got it. I love, I'm 42 years old, father of a young child. I can't wait to stay up until 1:30 in the morning tomorrow. Like, I love that. Like, love a 10 o'clock Eastern time kickoff. Can't wait. And Texans-Bucks is the early game. Do you have a thought on Texans-Bucks also? I have a pretty strong betting opinion on that game, on Texans-Bucks. And then a little bit more why you like the Raiders. Is that just because you think the Chargers are overvalued? I know you like the Raiders. That was your big bet last week, and they won outright in New England.
I love betting on Pete Carroll as a dog. I just always have, and I think their offense with Chip Kelly calling the shots is very underrated. Geno had a big game. Now, the Chargers defense is better than the Patriots defense, obviously. But I'm also optimistic that Bowers is going to have a chance to play on Monday. And if that's the case, the number's going to come in a little bit. Everybody's on the Chargers, man. Everybody. Everybody's on the Chargers. So I like the Raiders. I do.
So Sammy on the Raiders coming up tomorrow night. You better, you bet's countdown to kickoff week 2 NFL Sunday. It was just announced Quinshon Judkins will be starting at running back for the Cleveland Browns today. In case you play daily fantasy or want to bet props, Judkins will start for the Cleveland Browns in game 1 of his NFL career. Sammy, my betting take for tomorrow night, and maybe I can get there with you on the Raiders. I kind of like the over in that game. I think I'm going to end up betting Houston against Tampa. The Bucs offensive line is in like dire straits right now. We don't know if Luke, I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Gadicke is going to play. We know Tristan Wirfs is out. So if Gadicke doesn't play, both tackles are out going up against Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson. I think this could be a tough spot for Baker Mayfield and company. So I think I'm going to end up betting Houston, playing the 2.5. Any thoughts on that game, Sam, Texans and Bucs?
I lean with you. I do. Not because I love to agree with you, but because John Murray in Vegas told me that his sharpest guys laid the Texans 1.5 and 2 out to 2.5. So you'll see a lot of this. Wise guys, they trust their numbers, not their eyeballs, because their numbers don't have feelings, right? It's basically what comes out in the wash with your numbers. But a lot of people will look at what happened to Houston in week 1 or Detroit in week 1 or whatever team that struggled, Miami in week 1. They don't overreact. They stick to the numbers. And the numbers and those people that follow the numbers like the Houston Texans on Monday night. So they're with you.
I actually just bet them while you were talking because it's 2.5 minus 120, and I didn't want to miss it. So okay. I'm in on the Texans
you do have
for
threes.
Tomorrow night.
There are threes offshore, so you definitely want to get in before 3.
Yeah, it's just I think this could go poorly for Baker Mayfield tomorrow night. All right. So I built a four-teamer. 32-1.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay. All right. I know you like Miami. Miami could win by 30. Definitely possible.
Oh, here we go.
I also think New England could win by 30 with the setup of the. I think this game is wide open. I wouldn't be shocked if anything happened. So I'll take the plus money with Drake May and the New England Patriots. Leg numero uno. Leg numero dos. Man, you're going to hate this one, too. Mac Jones. Get the rattle. Shake that son of a bitch. The New Orleans Saints, plus 135 to beat San Francisco. I think Kansas City is like the free square. They could lose by 30, but I mean, you're doing an underdog money line parlay. Like, here's Patrick Mahomes at even money at home. Feels pretty good. So I'll put the Chiefs in there. And the last one. Okay. Yeah, I think you're going to, I think this is the Sam hates all of these teams. Underdog Moneyline Parlay. I bet the Bears today. I wouldn't be shocked, Sam, if the Bears won the game. I don't think there's that big of a difference between these two teams. I'll put the Bears in the underdog Moneyline Parlay also. So Patriots, Bears, Saints, Chiefs, 32-1 at BetMGM.
Don't hate the price. Hate the Patriots. Sorry.
Bears and the Saints.
Stinks.
And the Bears and the Saints.
No. I almost bet the Bears. I almost did. I told Joe I wanted to get there at +6.5. I just couldn't. You know when you hover and the tongue comes out and you just can't hit the button? Could not get
there.
Were
you Michael
Chicago.
Jordan? the tongue comes out?
No, but I, yeah, the tongue comes out. You're trying to pop the bet in and you just. The finger just starts, like, you know, shaking.
Quivering, yeah, right.
Bet. When that happens, I stay away.
I gotta tell you, you got terrific self-control. I don't.
Not really.
I don't.
Not really.
I don't.
I'm unloading Dolphins money line behind the scenes. Don't worry, pal.
All right. On the other side, man, my tongue is going to be hanging out when we're giving these bets. Listen, I don't know about you. I need a bounce back. I feel like last week there are normal losses, and then there's the Ravens and the over in the Eagles Cowboys game. I like, if I'm going to lose today, I'd like to lose in normal fashion. But we're going to try and win. Our best bets for every game close the show coming up next year on Countdown to Kickoff.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.